Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, the military coup which ousted Myanmar's government on February 1st significantly raises the level of political risk in the country over both the short and the long term. That's according to a report by Fitch Solutions, which has revised down its short-term political risk index score to 34.2 out of 100 from 57.1 previously, with downward revisions across all major components of its index due to rising risks of social unrest, a stalling of policymaking, and the threat of external sanctions. Now, Fitch has also revised down its long-term political risk index score as well. So what's next for Myanmar, and what does this mean for foreign direct investment? Well, we're joined today by Jason Yek, and he's the Senior Analyst, Asia Country Risk at Fitch Solutions. Jason, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
Wonderful to have you with us, Jason. So Jason, let's start off. Let's recap. What prompted the coup?
So we believe that losses in parliamentary seats by the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party, also known as the USDP, is likely among the reasons behind this coup. From our understanding, the USDP had targeted to win between a quarter to a third of all seats available at the November election last year, which would represent quite an increase from the 5 to 7% of seats it held in the previous legislature. Having failed to achieve this target, the military repeatedly called for the ruling National League for Democracy, also known as the NLD, and the Election Commission to clarify alleged voting irregularities, in which these requests were repeatedly ignored by the Election Commission. According to the military, this supposed election fraud led to protests and riots on the ground, and this forced them to seize power from the government to keep the peace.
So on that front, Jason, was this coup expected? And maybe you can talk to us about this adjustment in your political risk index. I mean, anti-coup protests have begun in various forms, but longer term, tell us about the basis of your revision from 48.6 to 30.6 out of 100.
Sure. So just to give our audience some context, the downward revision of our score reflects an increase in political risk. So despite the military saying that it will call fresh elections, it is uncertain if the military will actually meet its commitment to holding elections within the one-year state of emergency period, and any instability during the meantime could be cited as a reason for delay. There is the risk of the situation playing out similar to Thailand in 2014, after the military seized power, in which elections there only happened almost 5 years later. The result of Myanmar's next election, if it differs by a lot from the November 2020 result, would also be very easily perceived by the electorate and international community as having been manipulated, given common knowledge of strong nationwide support for the NLD, and this could spur more social instability in the months to come. We think that the military government's medium-term economic policy is also quite uncertain, and Myanmar will also face a rise in external constraints as it will have to rely more on China for economic support amid growing sanctions from the West.
Yeah, and just on that, Jason, Fitch Solutions, you've also lowered your GDP forecast for Myanmar for the financial year 2020-2021 to 2%. That's down from 5.6%. So what does this coup and renewed political instability mean for Myanmar's economic growth trajectory?
We definitely see this event as a negative on Myanmar's growth outlook. In fact, it was not just the financial year 2020-21 forecast we revised. We also revised down our forecast for the next fiscal year to also around 2%. So we had initially expected relatively fast growth, averaging about 5 to 6% over the coming decade, due to a low starting point from a GDP per capita perspective, and also a gradual opening.